Hello, everyone, and welcome to Football NYC's Big Blue Breakdown. Joe Cal, along with former Giants tight end, one of our co-hosts of This Week in Football, the one and only Howard Cross. And Howard, I tell you, man, I've been a Giants fan for a long time, and really, you know what? I don't care what kind of season this was. I don't care if the Giants had one win this season, two wins this season. The performance that I saw on Sunday, boy, by this defense, by just by this team, the leadership on this team really has to be questioned, and I was just disappointed like every other Giant fan, which, you know what, if they went down fighting, if they went down at least playing, you know, part of a game, we'd be at least satisfied that at least they tried their best. This, I think, they let everybody down, and you look like you're not surprised.
I'm not surprised. I've told you all year long they're not that good. The defense wasn't that strong. Bill Sheridan, nice guy, very cerebral. It's not football. You got to be able to play, and they just can't do it. And the whole idea that like I said, when you look at the game, try to look at it as a GM, not as a fan, you won't be disappointed.
Well, that's if you're looking at a GM, but we're all fans, and we're looking at the game like a fan and saying, you know what? What changed? You tell me, what changed on that opening drive? They were moving down the field. It reminded us of last week when they moved it down the field against the Redskins. They scored the touchdown. It got called back, and it looked like right after that the Giants just said, all right, we gave it our best shot. We're done for the day.
No, they didn't. They went down. They did that. They came back again, hit Manningham on a big play. He fumbled. Come back. The thing that I noticed right off the bat is that they drove right down the field.
Yeah.
Okay. What did I say last week when I told everybody, I'm like, guys, they played a great game against Washington, but in the last part of the game, they gave up big plays. I'm like, that's not the way to end the game. Mm-hmm. You end it the way you started. You close them out. You make them pay the entire way. You don't let up. They let up, and they never picked back up. They were the same team at the end of that game as they were for the entire game there against Carolina. They were the same team. And if you don't understand that, if you don't look at them for that, they don't have the personalities there to drag them out of that moment. Well, you just made a great comment. The team leadership. Name a team leader.
Well, we thought it was Eli Manning, and they really – I know you were working on the sidelines. Now, mm-hmm. What I want to tell you this is after I think it was 17-0, okay, mm-hmm. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman got a report from Pam Oliver saying Eli was really fed up with the way the game was going and was trying to get something out of the team and yelling at them. Okay, I don't know how bad Eli is going to yell, but Eli was making a point that he was very unhappy. You know what happens on the very next play when that report came out? Eli throws an interception.
Absolutely. Throws it behind a slant route to Mario Manningham or Steve Smith, either or, but he was right behind him.
Unbelievable.
He's over there cheering, begging the guys to come on. Let's
Unbelievable.
Go.
Unbelievable.
He makes a play, makes a bad play, and instead of guys going over patting him on the back, come on, man. You said you want to do this. Let's go.
Yeah.
They just go further in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just part of the game. I mean, I don't understand. It's not the way it's supposed to be, but the Giants this year showed a lack of anything, and unfortunately the barometer that you usually set on a team is set with your defense and older players. They didn't have any of that.
And I'm convinced that Monday night win against the Redskins was a wash because, you know what, the Redskins found out a couple of days before that they had a new GM and Bruce Allen, and they knew the coach wasn't going back. They basically quit on the coach that night. They didn't play ball. The Giants did nothing to stand out in that game to me to tell them that they were back. I mean, yes, we got excited because it was a Giant victory, and us as fans thought the Giants were back right into a playoff hunt. The Giants opened up with a 1 o'clock game this week in pretty good shape, okay? That their playoff chances were in pretty good shape, and to play a stinker like that, I don't care if it was against the Carolina Panthers or against the Eagles or against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, it's just no excuse. It looked like the fans were more excited about the possibility of the Giants going to the playoffs than the Giants were.
I'll tell you what you had. You had what the Cowboys had early in the year. The Giants played against the stadium and everything else. Unfortunately for them, they had a moment where, you know, all the fans were there. People were there basically saying goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
They Sehorn was there for the greatest play in Giants in stadium history. Who picked that? I have no idea. But, Jason was teary-eyed, not mm-hmm. because he was being picked for the play, because he met his wife
right.
at the stadium, and they were tearing it down. I'm like, are you crying? And he started laughing. He goes, come on, man, I met my wife here. So, you know, all that was happening mm-hmm. around the team. Problem is, the team isn't there anymore.
No.
The team is, you know, at the far end of the parking lot
uh-huh.
at a new, beautiful, state-of-the-art facility. They show up over there at that stadium 10 times a year.
Yeah.
That's it. They have no reason to be at the stadium. So while all this is going on and all the fans and all the hoopla is happening, there's
the
a disconnect.
And you know what? What you just said, perfect point. And Michael Boley just reinstated yesterday, because Harry Carson, one of the greatest Giants of all time, former Pro Bowler, made a statement that he really questioned the leadership on this team, and he was really disappointed at the effort that the Giants put out. When Michael Boley was asked about Harry Carson's comments, he said, "It means nothing to me. It means nothing to me because he's not a part of this team. You know, I don't care. He's an outside person. As far as I'm concerned, it means nothing to me." This is a linebacker, a current Giants linebacker, speaking about Harry Carson. So does that mean Lawrence Taylor says hello to the team or walks in? Means nothing? I mean,
You got to stop being a fan. These guys.
But I am a fan. I'm representing fans.
Let me help you out. The Colts played the Jets. Peyton Manning is probably going to be the greatest player in NFL history by the end of his career.
Yeah.
Correct? He spit in the eye of history, and not purposely, but his coach.
His coach.
Not his coach, even. I think it was Bill Polian.
It was the organization.
I think the organization spit in the eye of history because he had an opportunity to go down. Not this is another Super Bowl winner. If they do win the Super Bowl or if they don't win the Super Bowl, it won't matter. But as an undefeated team.
I agree.
It's a record, kind of like the baseball record of home runs.
Yeah.
It may be an unbreakable record, and especially now the teams don't care. Okay, so the Giants fall into that list. They didn't. It's not that they don't, but they don't. They don't care.
They don't care.
History doesn't matter. Who played before doesn't matter.
Right.
The guys don't know anybody who played before. They they may have grown up watching somebody. They don't care. I came to the Giants. I watched. Got to watch. LT, Harry Carson,
and Bavaro. All
these
great people
play this game. Phil Sims. And then all of a sudden, I'm on the field with them. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
These guys have no one.
Yeah. And it looks like it just started skipping over in this generation because, you know why? I think Jesse Armstead had a taste of what it was like to be a Giant linebacker. I think Michael Strahan even.
Seems
like this crop of Giants.
These guys were there with LT.
Yeah, this crop of Giants, you're right. I think in their heads, they'd have already moved next door to the new stadium. We're going to come right back, and we're going to try to wrap up the Giants season and see what we could expect from them in the last game against the Minnesota Vikings right back here on Big Blue Breakdown.
Go to YesNetwork.com to check out the latest This Week in Football segment exclusively for the website. And while you're there, don't forget to also check out Gordon Damer Fantasy Gamer for the best in your fantasy picks. That's all at YesNetwork.com.
We are back. Big Blue Breakdown, Football NYC, Joe Callow along with Howard Cross, and we're still, kind of getting over this loss on Sunday and what it really
You're
meant.
You're getting over it.
Well, you know what, Howard? We just spoke about tradition and everything. You are a former Giant, and you're looked up to in that locker room. When people walk around that locker room and they see you on the sidelines,
they do not.
You have to be a little upset.
Kevin
you have
Boss,
to be a little upset listen, the way that stadium closed.
Listen, Kevin Boss. I don't even know the other kid's name, Beckham. They got a kid, Pepco. No, it's another guy.
Oh, okay.
Darcy Johnson sat down.
Okay.
Okay. Outside of Boss and maybe Seibert and Big Deal.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well.
Tuck knows because Strahan told Tuck. OC should know.
Yeah.
That they don't care. When OC Umenyora walked out of camp, when coach reprimanded him, it was over.
Yep.
It was over. Manhood, check your manhood at the door. I'm wearing a skirt from this point on.
Okay.
The rest of the team. You can't do it. For the fans, do not expect anything from this team in upcoming years until they get a voice on the team that says, I will not take it. They got punched in the mouth, kicked around, beat up, and politically correct people will tell you, you don't fight on a bus.
Right.
All right? And they got beat up.
And for the most part, Antonio Pierce was the voice.
He was.
I didn't see him on Sunday at all.
What's he going to do?
What's he going to do? Lend some support that his team is in a playoff run? And maybe just lend some support there?
He was on the sideline. What's
voice?
He going to do?
Be a voice? I know. What's he going to do? He could lead from the sideline?
Just
why
like
not?
Kevin Garnett in the Boston Celtics.
I know.
Heart and soul of the team. Take him off the court. He's a player screaming on the sideline.
Well, we're going to talk next week about Next week, we're going to get to what we can expect from the Giants, maybe some moves that they're going to make next year and kind of wrap up this season. But I want to talk to you now about, can we expect anything out of this team against Minnesota on Sunday, or should just we not bother tuning in, just watch the Red Zone channel and just skip around to the other games this weekend?
Well, the game you should watch this weekend, you should watch see how long Carson Palmer plays against the Jets.
If he plays.
They don't need him to play. No. If they don't play, then they get the Jets first round.
Right.
That's not going to happen. The big game this week would be the Eagles and Cowboys. That'll be a game to watch. But almost every game after that, there's nothing to watch. You know, the Saints are going to pull everybody because they wrapped up first round bye. They got to play Carolina, and nobody wants their quarterback to get hurt.
Yeah.
And those guys, Pepper and those guys, they're coming.
They're playing for Foxy, man. Yeah. I tell you, I have always loved John Fox as a coach, and I think he does a great job. I mean, Steve Smith breaks an arm, you know, catching a touchdown pass. I mean, what a great job. I mean, Moore comes in. He's throwing the ball perfect. His quarterback rating was fantastic.
And whose fault is that?
Whose fault is what?
Is all of that. The defense.
The Giants' defense was terrible.
He's
now,
not that good.
Now, next week we're going to talk about Sheridan. We're going to talk about maybe how they address that. But, you know, this week, do you see anything out of the Giants? I mean, what does Coughlin say to the team this week to get anything out of them? Because it shows that they're so fragile that you really can't say the wrong thing to them. Look at Ozzy. I mean, it shows that the Giants team is very fragile. I mean, maybe not Eli Manning, but, you know, Brandon Jacobs with that one big yard.
If I'm the head coach of the Giants, I walk into the locker room on tomorrow, on Wednesday, and before I do this, I make my pregame, my pre-week speech. And my pre-week speech goes like this. You have 1 week, one game to prove you want to be here.
Yeah.
I'm like, and they're like, well, you know, whatever. I'm like, take it any way you want it. It's an uncapped season. We can make some moves.
That's right.
We can clean up a lot of this. None willingness to play. You know, you're embarrassing, not just to the team, but you're embarrassing to me.
And nobody on that defense has showed that they're irreplaceable. Because I love Justin Tuck, and they showed him on the sidelines a lot of times, burying his head. But, you know, I think Justin Tuck is an important piece of that defense, but I don't think anybody else on that defense cannot be replaced, you know. I mean, I like what I see out of Boley, you know, and I think he's probably going to be the captain of this defense, you know.
Never.
Well, what he showed saying something about, you
made
know.
Made some tackles.
Harry, yeah, well.
Listen, he's like Carlton Bailey right now.
Boy, yeah.
Running all over the field, making tackles.
Yeah.
You need somebody to stand up and not take it.
Okay.
And if you don't have it, you don't have it. And if I'm the head coach, I stand up and I say to the team, prepare for the Minnesota Vikings, but you should know, every one of you.
And he could say it this year because it's an uncapped year. So
exactly.
The Giants could make drastic changes.
And say, outside of you.
You know what, Howard? If Coughlin doesn't say it.
And I'm saying, outside of you, Eli, play well.
All right, Howard, we'll speak again next week. This has been Football NYC's Big Blue Breakdown with Howard Cross and Joe Calla. We'll see you next week, folks.
Maybe I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day they told me about, and I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way.